Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So this week, we are getting people qualified for the most amazing New Year's Vegas getaway trip extravaganza of all time. You got to be listening in the afternoon. Today, Lexi's going to be filling in for Jane. We have a little thing that we're doing with the station here. So it'll be Lexi. 5:05 today. You call in and you call in 97 and you immediately win tickets to see Ariana Grande when she comes here next May. And then you're in the running for this trip to Vegas, which is, it's amazing. It's over New Year's weekend. You get there on December 28th. On the 29th, you see Ariana Grande at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan Hotel, which I don't know how big that is, but it's got to be smaller than a stadium.
But the tickets that people are winning to get qualified are to see her here,
to see her here in May.
Got it.
So the first night, or the second night, I guess, that you're in Vegas, you see Ariana Grande. On New Year's Eve itself, the 31st, you're going to see Imagine Dragons. Crazy. And then you get to spend 4 days in Vegas, which is a lot of days. You know, take it easy.
There. How much can you take? 4 days probably is the most.
It's about the most you can take. Yes. Spend time napping. Just try to take it easy. Don't do it all the first 2 days, because then where are you going to be on New Year's Eve? You know, you want to be able to make it to the Imagine Dragons show. So this is a big deal that Alice is sending you to Vegas for the greatest New Year's ever. 5:05 today, your next chance to get qualified. Keep it here on the Alice. Okay, I rounded up a lot of music news for this segment, and I'm going to start with something that is just, it's strange. It's a, this is maybe the strangest double bill in the history of double bills. Or maybe not. I don't know. I suppose there's worse things. So Styx is going to go out on tour.
Okay.
And
I had a moment with Styx. Grand Illusion was a decent album.
I love Styx.
I remember listening to it and thinking, you know, what is that one? Too Much Time on My Hands.
Sure.
What else?
Mr. Roboto?
No, that's Grand Illusion. It was like their first big album.
Pull up the track list for Grand Illusion.
Well, again, Grand Illusion is a hit.
Sure. If you think your life is complete confusion, because your neighbor's got it made.
Miss America, Fooling Yourself, Man
Fooling in the Yourself, that's a great one.
Castle Walls, Superstars, Come Sail Away.
Sail Away. That was a hit.
You want that one too?
No.
What's a Grand Illusion? Isn't that the one that, Welcome to the Grand Illusion. Mm-hmm. Come on in and see what's...
They were doing these whole like concept albums
right
at that point. So Styx is going to go on tour. Now, I had heard that Dennis DeYoung, who I think is the really dramatic one in the band...
He's Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, I don't know if he's in the band anymore.
I thought they got back together.
I hope they did, Vinny, because this is actually a show I might want to go see. So opening will be Larry the Cable Guy. Kind of a strange double bill. The tour is called Laugh, Rock, Seriously. Laugh, Rock, Seriously.
Who's Seriously?
I think they're just saying
Laugh. Dennis DeYoung is Seriously.
Yeah,
he's the one.
He's very, very serious.
That guy.
Right. Come sail away. Come sail away. He's the blue-collar comedian, and they've got the song Blue Collar Man. But other than that, I don't really see a lot of common ground. God, I love Styx so much.
Well, they have him. It looks like he's back in the band.
I can't refuse. Oh, good. Tommy Shaw says, we ran into Larry the Cable Guy at a convenience store in Sarasota, Florida many moons ago.
Okay.
That's where they met. Now we're pairing up for a fun night of music and comedy, something we could all use a big dose of. I'm ready. Are you? Let's do this.
All right.
Larry says, I've always wanted to work some shows with the iconic band Styx. Have you really? Ever since they suggested it in that convenience store in Sarasota, Florida. Not only because their music's been the soundtrack to my life, but also to try and get back the $18 I loaned Tommy for honey buns and coffee from that day in Florida.
Drum hit.
Anyway, I do not have, there's 7 dates lined up. Did you happen to look at the, is there anything happening here? My guess is that's not coming here.
I did not see dates for here.
He has been in and out of the band multiple times. It does not say if he's currently an active member.
Oh.
But he's had multiple reunitings, fallouts, you know, falling back out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Dennis DeYoung is, he just has his own ideas.
But he's credited as writing most of the songs.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
He's the big writer. French. Although his voice is good. I mean, he's got a great, I just love Tommy Shaw's voice. I used to love Tommy Shaw.
Well, Tommy Shaw was too much time on my hands, right?
I think so, yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah. Like too much time on my hands, and I don't know what to do. Anyway, so Styx. Anytime there's a story about Styx, I'm in. I love it.
So you will go or you won't?
If it came here, I would think about it, but right. I don't know, man.
Not me.
Yeah. I love them, though. Pat gives me so much crap for loving Styx.
Well, you shouldn't love Styx.
Oh, I do love Styx.
They're not
though.
That good. They're not nearly good enough.
They might be in my top. They're at least in my top 20 bands for sure.
Okay.
Love them.
Top 20.
So good.
You were about to say a different number, weren't you?
I was, but then I was.
Top 50.
I would say, oh, someone's no.
Oh no,
top
50
10.
would have been a better
top 20
decision.
I don't know. When I think about like records that I just like wore the grooves out on, kids' records are these like never mind. Moving on. Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Duff McKagan says, this guy was beyond ill. He pulled off something I've never seen in my 40 years of playing. Axl Rose apparently was in Abu Dhabi on Sunday where Guns N' Roses were playing a show and their world tour of shows. And he gets on the stage and he says, I've been throwing up for the last 5 hours, but I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to see how far into this show I can get. Abu Dhabi, I do not want to disappoint you.
Right.
Maybe it's scary to disappoint people in Abu Dhabi. You're like, well, you know, we better go try and do this. I don't know. I don't know what the, you know.
Well,
seems like they've got the best indoor skiing of all time.
if I'm Axel in that moment, I'm thinking, I don't want to come back and do a makeup show. Like, we're touring the world. I want to keep this on the road.
Let's keep this on track.
We're not circling back here. Let's get this done.
He lasted 20 songs of the 28 that they were going to do.
That's great.
It's huge. He went through the whole thing. And maybe they even dropped a few of the clunkers, you know.
Sure.
And just narrowed the set down to their very best songs.
You drop the Chinese Democracy songs that no one's heard.
Right. And you just do the hits, man. So he made it through, and Duff said, I'm so proud of him. It's just, I've never seen anything like
what
that.
What I've been reading, first of all, as everyone continues to say rock is dead, there's a band that continues to tour the world. That was supposed to be a one-off, not a one-off show, but a one-off, like,
sure.
What
quick
do they call
tour,
that?
A little money grab, I think.
What did they call that? Whatever they...
We can't believe we're still alive.
Whatever that the first
farewell or something.
No, there was some. They called it something, but you know they were just going to do that run of
reunion
shows.
Tour,
and then everywhere they go, it sells out, and they've been booking shows. It's been going for 3 or 4 years now, and I actually have
and
reading,
they're showing up at shows.
And
I mean,
I'm
that
reading
was the
interviews,
problem.
And they're like, "We're playing great, and we're having the best time of our lives."
Well, they've all grown up now,
right?
You know, they're not just a
they've
bunch
all
of
quit
like,
drugs
drug
and booze,
using,
right?
Fools. And they're like, this is my bank account. It's just getting so fat.
Yeah. Well, and
I said we do a couple more.
Just gave half of everything to that lady. So
he had a bit. That was a big.
That was a big deal for him.
That was a big pocket buster.
Yeah.
Speaking of final tours, Kiss.
Oh, right.
Man, I remember, you know, listen. Wow, poor me. Doing mornings, you're going to bed, and you start to get anxiety when you're not in bed. If it's after 8 o'clock and you're not in bed, or at least, you know, 9/10 of the way there, you're start to freak out. Mm-hmm. So I had never seen Kiss, and we were in Philly, Vin. Mm-hmm. They did their, you know,
this is before I got there.
Oh, was it even before you got there?
I did not go to Kiss.
So we decide to go to this thing. John said, look, it's the last tour, and John loves them. He's seen them a million times. I'm like, all right, you know, we'll go. Let's do it.
Kiss was my first band.
That was John's first band,
I was a little boy and got into Kiss and went straight from Kiss to Devo to punk rock.
Yeah.
Like, there's the transition.
The progression. So when Kiss was going to do this farewell tour, and when were we in Philly? 22 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So almost 23 years ago now. Oh, my God. Time's going so fast. Kiss goes, this is it. This is the last chance you'll ever have to see us. 23-ish years ago. And so John and I went, all right, we got to go. So it's 10 o'clock. I'm asleep at the Kiss show. And, of course, I wake up every time they let off the pyrotechnics and everything. But I'm like, I'm doing this because this is my last chance to ever see them. Here we are 23 years later, and their End of the Road tour continues. They've just added a new round of 2019 North American dates. We've got one here, Oakland, September 16th of next year at Oracle.
I had tickets to Kiss Alive 3 and got grounded and didn't get to go.
Damn it.
So, and I think my dad just grounded me because he didn't want to go.
He was going to have to take you?
Well, I was a little boy. I was a little boy. I think the first record I bought was at the Fedco with like $5 of my own dollars or whatever. And it was Kiss and Rock and Roll Over.
Mm.
You know the one with the, you don't know that one? It's like a circle flame with each of them in the corner.
Oh,
their little heads.
I actually do know that one.
Anyway, I bought it with my own money. That was my first record.
Mm. That was the first record that you ever bought?
I had Winnie the Pooh records stuff,
yes,
but my
first
music record was Kiss, Rock and Roll Over.
What, do you remember what your first single was that you ever
that
bought?
That one.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Oh, they're not in the corners. They're in the middle.
I didn't know what the... That's so funny. I have no idea
so
what
I'm guessing that's
called,
75 or 76, something like that.
Yeah.
I was a little
you
boy.
Were like 7 years old.
Yeah, I was a little boy.
Yeah. And your dad was like, Jesus. Really, Sandy? You gotta take him to this concert.
We know Vinny's gonna mess up somehow. So
right, don't worry about it. But you had the tickets, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Do you remember what the first single you ever bought was?
I didn't buy singles.
You never bought like a single?
Nope.
Huh. My dad used to have boxes of singles, like you know, from when he was a kid.
Boom.
Oh, there it is.
Listen to this, everyone.
Sounds so lo-fi. Dr. Love.
And Ace was my dude.
Mm. And you would have seen him on that tour, too.
Yeah.
These days, Ace isn't in the band. Although they just did something with him recently.
He's been flirting with them and talking about coming out to do shows on the farewell tour.
Yeah.
But every time he does it, it's like for some reason he doesn't really want to do it because he goes, well, if they pay me enough. I'm like, dude, they don't need you. They got a guy wearing your costume. Why do you keep saying that?
Yeah.
The guy's already in your outfit.
They pay me enough.
What are you doing?
Come on, man. Anyway, so that's happening. It's still happening 23 years later. The recording console where Led Zeppelin recorded Stairway to Heaven is going to go on the auction block. And the only reason I really wanted to talk about this is last year, the recording console, like of all things, it's a giant, you know, it's a giant piece of furniture. It's the old-fashioned consoles where they used to have the giant tapes that were 3 inches wide and they would have all the tracks on them. And, you know, they're these huge mixing boards, you know, they're what you picture if you see like a studio on TV or like in a show or something, the big, you know, the place where this...
You've got a version of one right in front of you.
I do, actually. That is true. Now that I look at it, you're right. Less knobs, I guess. but last year, let me see, this place, Bonham's, which, you know, just coincidentally is the same last name, Bonham's auction house sold the recording console to record Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, and they got $1.8 million for it, which was well above. They actually thought that they'd get $700,000 for it. So now they're going to take this thing. So this particular console, it was used to record Stairway to Heaven, Bob Marley's Catch a Fire. Hold on here. I think Elvis Costello and Squeeze used it. David Bowie's Holy Holy, Eric Clapton's After Midnight. Looks like Jimmy Cliff, Harry Nilsson. George Harrison, Steve Winwood, Mick Fleetwood, Ronnie Wood, Pet Shop Boys, Paul Weller, Sia, Keen. This thing has recorded dozens of
huge piece of music
it's
history.
It's a huge piece of music history. And so that is, I mean, if you have room for it, you need a studio, basically.
Well,
it really
isn't,
is.
Hold
it's
on.
Enormous.
Isn't that what Dave Grohl did a whole series about the mixing board that he got from some studio? And the whole thing was about that.
Right.
Like, this is a piece of music history, and they
And to have that stuff run through the wires.
Right, I didn't watch that show, but I remember it being about that board and those studios. People will buy this for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, to get $1.8 million for the Dark Side of the Moon recording console, that's, you know, who knows what they'll get for this one. I mean, Zeppelin fans alone would freak the F out. So that is, that's if you go to Bonham's Auction House, Bonhams, then that is where you can. I don't know if you can bid on it there, but you can maybe look at it.
I don't have the funds for that one, but.
Yeah. And I don't know what I'd do with it if I got it. I guess I could put a piece of glass over the top and use it as a dining room table, like a stand-up dining room table or something.
You don't think that someone would use that?
I don't know. They would use it, absolutely. I'm not. I'm just saying, what would the average person do with it? I even have a studio, and I don't have room for that in the studio.
Bonham's is in San Francisco.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
What?
On San Bruno Avenue.
Well, good luck, Bonham's.
I thought for sure.
I wonder if we can go touch this
thing. There was some kind of typo in there. How could Bonham's
and John Bonham,
the drummer,
right.
What?
I know. Crazy.
That's not a coincidence. That's a typo.
I know. I thought the same. I was like, Bonham's? What are they talking about? And
then, all right.
It's not apostrophe S. It's just.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. And just really quickly, Nicki Minaj and that guy Zayn from One Direction. Nicki Minaj guy Zayn. No, they did a song.
Oh.
If by doing it you mean created a song together, then yes.
All right.
They got a new track. It's called No Candle, No Light.
I wonder what Jane thinks of it.
Yeah, I'm going to... That, you know, it actually smells like a hit, but... Yeah, not an Alice hit, and... Speaking of smells, whew, stinks. But whatever, people love crap like that. So, clearly, I know nothing. I listen to the top 10 and go, "You got to be kidding me." We'll have that for you tomorrow at 7. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Science after
I
these.
I love science.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Share your toys. If you're coming out to our sold-out Alice in Winterland, which is next Thursday night at the Masonic, please bring a new unwrapped toy and drop it off for our Toys for Tots collection. All the info's at RadioAlice.com. And keep it here on Alice, because this is really the only place that you're going to be able to win those damn tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of pairs of them, lots of chances. Keep it here.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... Visit Pier 39 until January 1st to experience their all-new tree lighting show nightly at the top of each hour from 5 to 10 p.m.
All right. Fantastic.
Oh. We always used to go to Pier 39 during Christmas time. It was always so great as a kid. Little kid looking up at that big old tree. All the lights.
So nice. Mm-hmm. Kids love Pier 39.
Yeah. Holidays are here, everyone.
Oh, yay.
Mm-hmm. Yay is right.
Yes.
Don't try to.
I'm in. Believe me.
Humbug me.
Totally in. Yeah.
Anyway, we've got weather moving in, everyone. So there's rain going to be hitting the Bay Area. Snow going to be hitting Tahoe.
Good.
And
lots
it's looking
of it,
like straight through 5 straight days of snow.
Do we have any long range stuff that tells us, you know, going into?
Well, yeah, I'll pull it up
toward
right now.
Mid-December.
Oh,
that far?
Yeah.
No.
Well, we can get 10 days, though, right?
Yeah, I got 10 days. Let me see what I got here. We've got snow on the back end of that forecast as well.
Oh.
So it goes from today-ish, Wednesday through Sunday, snow. Monday and Tuesday, sun.
What's the highs?
Wednesday
in
and Thursday, 32 and 34. On that Monday and Tuesday.
That retains the snow. Keep going.
And then on the back end of the forecast there, the 10-day, Wednesday and Thursday, snow again.
Oh, it's great.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, it's so good. Not just for the, you know, ski season, which, of course, they need a good ski season up there, but just for California's water situation.
Yeah, no, we need that for that reason as well. Yep. I texted my friend Peter the other day. I'm like, hey.
Peter Cook?
Yes, and I said, the surf is firing. You have got to go. I'd just gotten done. And he goes, I'm up in the mountain skiing.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm like, what? Talk about
great.
Striking immediately upon the stuff falling. Mm-hmm. And he's got three young kids.
Took the whole fam up there?
I imagine.
Yeah.
You can't leave them. Wait, can you leave them?
Well, I mean, if you've got somebody you can count
on.
Oh,
you got to have somebody.
You got to have
a
parent.
Nobody's got that.
Well, grandparent.
Come on.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Everybody's got that scramble. You end up going, either we can't go or... Let's pack
all the kids. That'll be fun.
We'll pack all the stuff and then pack some more. Pack a lot more and then continue to pack.
Right. And then break a massive sweat just trying to get those kids up onto the mountain where we've stuck them in snow camp all day.
Right. So science failed us yesterday.
No, it didn't.
NASA made this laughable announcement about some kind of Mars landing.
We landed on Mars.
And all we saw were a bunch of people in purple shirts high-fiving. We did it! We did it! Yay!
They did it.
Completely unremarkable.
Oh, my God.
You didn't show us nothing.
It's amazing. Congratulations to everyone in our space program.
And
the years of research
nerds.
And development that went into that. What an incredible accomplishment for humans.
Here's some actual science for you. Here's
science
at work. Some real useful science.
It's got to do with the penis, probably.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah,
well, that's what you consider useful science.
Oh, come on.
Six. Yeah, listen to you.
Yeah, listen to you.
It's about the penis, isn't it?
A new study in the Journal of Pediatrics and Child Health looked at how long it takes a human body to pass a Lego if you swallow one.
Oh,
come on.
Boy, that is great science. Okay. How big is this Lego? Are we talking just the single block or are we talking the six-pack block? You know.
Six doctors volunteered to swallow one.
Oh, really?
Specifically, one of those little yellow heads that go on the Lego people.
Oh, those are tiny.
Yeah, the smallest ones.
Okay. You know, there's all kinds of little pockets and folds in your intestines that could catch that forever.
They each had to monitor their own movements.
Fun. Slide them through a sieve.
Sift through them to find the little yellow Lego head. And results varied a little bit, but on average, they found it takes 1.7 days to pass a Lego, which is 41 hours.
Mm.
There, ladies and gentlemen, is science at work for you.
Thank you, science. That's great to know.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, that totally compares to the Mars landing. Doctors ate Legos.
And we paid for it.
Yeah, and they didn't even eat the hard-to-swallow Legos. They went for one of the rounded ones.
All right.
It might be a little different for kids because they're smaller and their digestive tract is shorter. So chances are your child will have a faster time of it, make quicker work of that yellow head Lego toy. None of them had any complications, everyone is okay.
That's great. That could have been a problem, right?
Well, their efforts were the scientific experiment was safely conducted and everyone's fine.
No.
They did... lose one of the Lego heads, though. It was never found.
Oh. And did they x-ray him and it's still...
It's stuck,
Not in. Well, it would show up in an x-ray, wouldn't it?
You would think.
Wouldn't it? Show up as like a little P-shaped hard object? No?
P-shaped?
Yeah. It's, you know, those little heads. They're round.
Round.
Dictionary.com picked the word of the year for 2018.
And what is it, Vinny?
It's misinformation.
Oh. Hmm.
They say they picked misinformation over disinformation because of the subtle difference. Disinformation is info you spread intentionally to mislead people.
Mm.
Misinformation is false info you see or believe.
Mm.
So misinformation is your word of the year.
It's a good one.
Brought to you by Facebook.
Thanks, Facebook.
JK. They didn't.
You're not JK.
No.
That is where we got that from.
JK.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
The cops in Pinellas County, Florida, pulled over a 50-year-old named Ricardo Portillo Gonzalez on Sunday afternoon after they got several calls about him driving drunk.
Uh-oh.
When they breathalyzed him, different from tasing him, it's a thing you blow into, he blew a .66.
Jeez, that's a lot.
That's supposed to be dead.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, my God, yes.
I see.
For reference, 0.40 level is considered potentially fatal, and he was 0.66.
Oh, he was blind drunk.
Yeah. Way past. Way past.
I can't even believe he still had his eyes open.
Had him listed at 200 pounds. In order for him to have had that blood alcohol level, he had to have had between 33 and 35 drinks in an hour.
What?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So he basically guzzled a bottle of vodka.
Right. And he didn't die.
Incredible.
Or even need to go to the hospital.
Oh, they just dried him out in the drunk tank, huh?
He was arrested for drunk driving, and the cops kept him overnight until he posted bond and sobered up.
Man, so he's just used to that. He's used to it. That's a little frightening, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm.
People should not get used to that.
What are you talking to me for? I don't even get to have any drinks anymore. I had to quit all of the drinks. Mm.
Just saying.
Bogus.
People shouldn't get used to that amount. It's too much.
All right. He had to work at that, I'm sure. God.
Probably has to maintain a certain level just to stave off the shakes.
Mm. Oh, this is fun. Oh. There's a burger spot in Anaheim, California called Groundhouse, and they just rolled out a new item called Magical Burger. And here's what it's got. 4 burger patties with cheese, a rainbow bagel as the bun, 3 aioli sauces, 1 with banana ketchup aioli, colorful marshmallows and rainbow sprinkles.
Ugh.
Do you want to eat that?
No.
Oh. That's the first time you've ever said no to any kind of food that,
that sounds horrible.
I can ever remember. I'm surprised.
I just really feel like hamburger and marshmallow just don't go together.
No.
You know? Mm. Banana, ketchup, aioli? Mm-hmm. No thanks.
Ask the real master.
Oh.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, it's a mess.
It looks disgusting.
Brian? What's going on with that bagel?
Can't
How is that thing
right.
painted?
You'd eat that?
Don't be ridiculous.
Would you take a bite of that?
That's Lucky Charms all over
I'm
it.
I'm not saying I would like it. I don't know if I would, but
he
I would try it.
You would try that.
Why would not try a bite of
Because the
something?
Bagel itself looks absolutely fake in every way. The color, the
made
styrofoam.
It thinking it was good. So maybe it's okay.
No.
I mean.
I'll try it if it was made of unicorn meat, but I'm not, you know.
Unicorn meat.
Just
meat. How about camel meat?
It looks like a kid barfed their Lucky Charms from that morning onto something, and then they put like a weird striped hat on it. Put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Right. I love these stories because it's important for us all to know what everyone's up to. 70% of people will do it on Christmas Day.
Oh.
Just so you know.
70% of people do it?
70% of people are going to do it on Christmas Day.
Oh. Maybe I'll do it on Christmas Day.
Well, that's what I'm thinking is like...
I don't think I normally do it on Christmas. Like, not necessarily, you
That's
know?
A big percentage of people.
It's a huge percentage of people.
Who've decided that Christmas Day is the day we do it.
Is that like a gift to your significant other?
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's been a while, right?
Well, it'll have been since the previous Friday.
You really like clockwork every Friday?
Every Friday.
But that's because there's no kids around, right? You didn't do that when you had kids. Every Friday?
No, we just for sure now know. Well, it might happen outside of that, like over vacation. You know, you're just hanging out.
Right.
So,
but when
happens.
You had, when your kids were little, you weren't.
No, you can't.
You went through phases where it was.
Necessarily, you know, you couldn't count on it. Time went by sometimes and be like, all right, we need to get busy.
Right.
You know.
Well, yeah. Right.
Coming up on 3 weeks here is ridiculous.
Oh, 3 weeks?
Yeah. It'd be just too much. But now that we're like, I don't know, like I look forward to Fridays and he looks forward to it and I don't have to worry about it the rest of the week.
Yeah. Worry.
See you shine it on.
Yeah, see you on Friday, buddy.
All right.
What do you think's going to happen? How about just a hug? Huh? How about that?
They can't do
no
that.
No, thanks.
No, they can if you relegate them to Fridays. Friday's the day.
You know, the hug, if you keep the hands above the waist... The hug can, I feel like the hug can stay pretty much just a hug.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
if you linger a little, too long and
movement.
If I grab your butt.
Then what happens?
Trouble. Then I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
hey, you.
Mm-hmm. You want to stick your butt out the back, too, so you know you don't have any
touching.
Frontal contact.
Right.
Anytime there's breast crushed against you and you're...
Right.
You've got contact down there.
Boy, you really you seem to love us so much. I know. Look
you're
at
right.
that. Not much.
Fridays. Love you a lot.
A new study found the average person spends over 15 minutes a day on the toilet.
Seems like a lot.
That does seem like a lot. That adds up to almost 2 hours a week.
That's
over
fine.
A
Take
lifetime, you spend about 8 months sitting on the toilet. Here's a few more random stats from the bathroom.
Okay.
1/5 of us feel weird if we don't have our phone with us on the toilet.
Really?
1/5 of people will be like, oh, I got to get my phone.
So when we talk about on the toilet, we're talking about number two.
Aren't we?
I would never bring my phone in there for any other reason.
Then, well, what other reason?
Like, if I was just going to pee, why would I care if I had my phone with me?
That's a stick and move, right?
You peeing?
Yeah, I mean, yes. You're just like...
And I like to, I mean, I have magazines, catalogs. Like, I don't need my phone. What other stats do you have from this fabulous thing?
You know, got some. I've heard the Mrs. P stream is like just a faucet.
Oh.
Yeah, same here.
Very
Yours
loud.
Too?
My Mrs.
Loud and just like.
Well, we're close to
I
the
would
bowl,
kill
too.
For that P stream. Oh. Like, sheesh.
Yeah.
It's quick, too.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's just... what I'm saying. Over.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
So, yeah, I don't know why you'd need your phone.
You wouldn't.
Right. Back to my study. The majority of men think it's weird to use a urinal right next to another guy if there are other urinals open. 65% of guys say it's unacceptable.
Oh.
If you could put a space between us.
Then you do it.
Then you do it.
Right. What do you say?
I say my preference would be yes, let's put some space between us.
So it's unacceptable or... What do you got to do that for right here?
I'm probably thinking, why'd you have to get right next to me when we got a whole string of
but
them?
But you're not like, hey, man, come
no,
on.
No, I'm just trying to finish. I just want to finish and leave.
It's just hard to get a little stage fright. Somebody
I'm
right
not
there,
stage frighting
theirs
at all.
Out, you know.
But I definitely don't have that stream that the ladies, my goodness. Mm. It's a faucet.
Yeah.
Women are more likely than men to strike up a conversation in the public bathroom.
That I have to say, is true. I do not want to talk in the bathroom. And man, do people love talking.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
I mean,
blah.
If we see each other coming in, I suppose.
Sure, I guess.
I'm not just going to be all, hey, so how's your day?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I might chat with you quickly while we're washing our hands or whatever, you know. Well, and some people will really tell you about their day. And then you're like, I got to go back. I got to get on the air.
Now
and
I'm stuck here.
I don't want to stand in the bathroom listening to you tell me how sick you are with this or that or the other thing. I'm like,
I don't feel so good.
Yeah, girls don't talk when they poop at all.
They don't?
No.
How do you know?
Because I'm a girl.
All right.
They don't do it.
How about a fast fact?
I agree.
I love a fast fact.
When Metallica was making its self-titled album in 1991, The Black Album, it was so stressful that 3 of the 4 members of the band got divorced during the recording.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It did wind up being one of the best best-selling albums in history.
That's one with Sandman on it and all that?
Yes.
That was a big album.
Yep. Also broke up their marriages.
That is too bad. Enter night, off to never land.
The smell from Crayola crayons comes from
wax,
beef fat.
Oh, what?
Beef fat.
They call that tallow.
What?
They call that tallow, don't they? No.
I don't see tallow anywhere on my page, Sarah.
I don't know. Well, they don't want to call it beef fat, right?
Speaking of beef fat, I posted that picture of the magic burger on Facebook page. It's the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. And,
super.
Everyone go
you
check
can
that
comment
out.
Whether or not you try it. I asked that question if you try it with a list of ingredients there, too.
Ugh, so look gross. At that. Oh, yeah. Hideous. Looks like a circus that exploded. It's awful. That is so stupid. If you want to eat that, there's something wrong with you. I'm sorry. There just is.
If you're having kids, the baby names become like all
consuming,
you can think
right.
about it. So the newest list, the top, what do we have? The top 100 baby names of 2018 have just been released. Number one for girls, Sophia.
Ah, Sophia's so pretty.
Number one for boys, Jackson.
Jackson, solid.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. I mean, sometimes. Sometimes you're just mean. let's see here. Dennis DeYoung hasn't been in Styx for over 20 years.
Oh. Well,
according to the wiki page, he'd been in and out of the band for a while, but he's not in now.
Oh, he's not in now.
No, he's not in now.
So when they do this tour, no Dennis DeYoung.
According to the wiki, but you know, what do I know? Maybe that Tommy hasn't been updated in
a
while.
Sure, Tommy can sing Come Sail Away. No problem.
No, they have another guy.
Oh, do they?
They have another guy.
Another theatrical sounding guy. Great.
Oh, I can't find. I'll find it later. Oh, here it is. Styx. No Dennis. Lawrence Gowen is his replacement, and he's awesome.
Oh, great.
You all right?
I am.
All right.
Yeah. I just didn't want to gurgle into the mic.
Oh, are you feeling a little gurgly?
No, I had a little gurgle come up, and I just don't. I don't need you guys giving me.
How can
a rash
we make that
it.
Happen? Is there anything that?
No, like, not that kind of gurgle. You know how, like, yeah, I take a sip of my coffee and then it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
How do we make that happen though? If we want it
I
to
can't,
happen on demand,
I can't
demand?
Really make it happen. It doesn't
happen if you're. Boo! No. Got it out.
Hey,
of
let's yet. Take a quick break. We're gonna come back, and we have. Actually, a bunch of stuff. First of all, Justin Timberlake tickets, and then we'll do more of the texts.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.